Are flights from Bellingham to Las Vegas the cheapest option for Metro Vancouver travelers? It depends. Depending on when they book a ticket, residents of the Lower Mainland might not save that much money by flying from another airport instead of Vancouver International Airport, YVR. But if they are particular about what airline they fly, they will have more low-cost options south of the border. What is clear, however, is that round-trip flights from Washington's biggest airport, Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, SEA, to the Harry Reid International Airport, LAS, in Las Vegas, cost significantly less than flights from any other airport located within driving distance of Vancouver. Many people are flocking to the Nevada City following the opening of the Sphere in Las Vegas. The $2.3 billion immersive venue will welcome attendees at U2 concerts until December, wowing them with awe-inspiring, floor-to-ceiling visuals and crystal-clear audio. The Sphere is the brainchild of Dolan, the executive chair of Madison Square Garden and owner of the New York Knicks and Rangers. He sketched the first drawing of the venue on notebook paper. Cheap flights from Seattle to Las Vegas. While return trips under $200 are a great deal from YVR to LAS, travelers can expect to pay as little as a jaw-dropping $53 for round-trip flights from SEA to LAS. Frontier offers the best deals out of Seattle, with non-stop, return trips to Sin City costing just over $50. Spirit is another affordable option, with the same trips costing just under $100. Delta Airlines also offers affordable flights, however, at just under $200 round trip, they aren't any cheaper than the ones offered out of YVR, and you have to factor in the Canada-US border crossing chaos. Seattle also offers the best flexibility for cheap, last-minute travel. When prices shoot up in the Lower Mainland and in Bellingham, Seattle continues to offer bargain prices, even within weeks of travel. Use the Google Flights date grid to compare prices. Photo via Google Flights. Cheap flights from Bellingham to Las Vegas. Metro Vancouverites often swear by Bellingham flights for travel to Las Vegas, and for good reason. Historically, the route shaved hundreds off the cost of a return trip ticket, making it an overwhelmingly affordable option for local travelers. But things aren't exactly what they used to be. With the introduction of ultra-low-cost carriers into the Canadian market, flights from YVR are dramatically cheaper than they have ever been. This means it may not be worth it to make the trip down south. With this in mind, no Canadian carrier offers a YVR to LAS return trip for the same prices you'll find in Bellingham, but they are close. Allegiant offers round-trip, non-stop flights from Bellingham International Airport, BLI, to LAS for just over $100. However, tickets must generally be booked in advance to score this price point, which is similar to Vancouver flights. Photo via Google Flights. Cheap flights from Vancouver to Las Vegas. Thanks to low-cost carrier Flair Airlines, travel from YVR to LAS has never been cheaper. When booked in advance, travelers can expect to pay as little as $136 for round-trip, direct flights. Canada's biggest airlines, Air Canada and WestJet, have lowered their prices to compete with Flair, but travelers generally won't see tickets fall below the $200 mark. Photo via Google Flights. Travel tip. Flair Airlines baggage policy. Canada's ultra-low-cost carrier may appear to have the cheapest option, but you might want to have a look at the final price after you add in the cost of luggage. While most carriers offer a free carry-on bag, Flair Airlines will charge you for one. You can purchase a basic bundle that includes a carry-on bag and a checked bag, but it will slap $72.45 on the cost of your trip. Las Vegas packages from Vancouver. Combining flights with a hotel in a travel package might be the cheapest way to enjoy time in Las Vegas on a budget. While prices for hotels can cost hundreds of dollars a night, packages from YVR to LAS with round-trip, direct flights and three nights in a resort can cost as little as $298, including all taxes and fees. With WestJet's acquisition of Sunwing, prices on the popular vacation supplier's products may increase in the coming months. Industry experts have speculated that this may be the last season to enjoy ultra-low-cost packages to Las Vegas. Frequent Vegas visitors take note. If they recently traveled to Sin City, locals may want to check their credit card statement, even for trips dating back several months, following a massive cyber attack that affected dozens of resorts. Other private customer information may have also been compromised during the incident. With files from the Associated Press.